Houston, lawsuit seeks to remove hundreds of non-citizens from voter rolls. By Kyle Olson on September 29, 2020. A lawsuit filed in Houston on Monday by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, seeks to remove non-citizens from the voter rolls. The suit filed in Harris County alleged non-citizens were registered to vote, even after they identified themselves as non-citizens on their voter registration applications, Fox 26 reported. The suit included dozens of images showing a registrant checking the no box on the citizenship portion of the form. According to PILF, hundreds of non-citizens were registered to vote for several years before the error was identified and corrected. In essence, what we have here is evidence of people saying they are not U.S. citizens on voter registration records in Harris County, and yet they are becoming registered voters anyway, PILF spokesman Logan Churchwell said. Some of the applications were several years old. PILF has attempted to obtain more recent filings but has been rebuffed by Registrar Ann Harris Bennett. Bennett refused to speak to Fox 26, but said later in a statement, "The Harris County Voter Registrar successfully maintains 2.4 million Harris County voter records." Churchwell told the news station that PILF attempted to obtain records from the registrar in 2017 and 2018 and was denied, so the group filed suit. A recent report by PILF found 350,000 dead voters are still on the rolls across the country. According to the report, titled "Critical Condition: American Voter Rolls Filled with Errors, Dead Voters, and Duplicate Registrations," 349,773 deceased registrants have been found on rolls in 41 states. 51% of those are in New York, California, and Texas, as well as the battleground states of Michigan and Florida. The report found that 43,760 duplicate registrants appear to have cast second votes from the same address in 2016, while 37,889 cast ballots in 2018. In Michigan, where Donald Trump won in 2016 by 10,704 votes, PILF found there were 34,225 deceased voters still on the rolls and a combined 13,597 double voters in the 2016 and 2018 elections. Some of those voters who are registered multiple times are casting multiple ballots, Adams recently told The Kyle Olson Show. "Michigan voter rolls are a mess, and that's exactly why Michigan should not be doing mail balloting until they clean up their act," he said. Adams contended cleaning up the mess would be as simple as sorting the list by address and see who's all crammed into one house. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.